You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and Love Island has not been short of controversy over the years. And this year, with the promises of having Love Islanders of all shapes and sizes, we have the first physically disabled contestant, Hampshire PE teacher Hugo Hammond, who had a club foot when he was born. Here to discuss this with me today are Chloe Tia, a blogger and activist, and Charlie Clement, journalist and campaigner. Thank you both for joining me. So the conversation here isn't whether disabled people should be on Love Island, is it? Obviously they should be. The conversation is, and the point that a lot of people in the disabled community are making on social media and on Twitter and things like that, is that being disabled doesn't make you inherently inspirational, which is how a lot of the papers have been covering it. They've labelled Hugo Hammond as an inspiration. Chloe, what do you think about that? What's your thoughts about it?
The second I saw it, it just made me cringe. Like you say, I saw the headlines and it's almost lazy journalism in the fact that they have a disabled person, therefore they're inspirational. You know, I'm sure Hugo has done a great job. He's a PE teacher. It's great to have some representation, but I think the way the media has covered it, we're already going down the hole of inspiration porn.
Charlie, would you agree with that?
Definitely. I think that there's a real chance he's either going to be infantilized or he's going to become this hero. And I'm very intrigued to see, especially the first episode where they'll all be introduced, how they're going to kind of set up that narrative.
And there's been another sort of misinformation post as well on a lot of the coverage of it, labelling Hugo as the first disabled person to be on Love Island, which isn't true, is it, Charlie?
No, this is, I think the autistic community especially noticed this pretty instantly. Niall, who was in the 2018 season, is autistic. He's now an ambassador for National Autistic Society, which is amazing. But he's being very erased in all of this. And, you know, arguably there's a few reasons that could be. It could be about it being a hidden disability. It could be about the fact that, you know, Niall had to leave because of the lack of support they gave him. He actually had to enter a psychiatric unit at the time. There's a number of reasons why possibly they've kind of erased him. But either way, it's really unacceptable.
Absolutely. Chloe, what's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a really interesting point, and I really do agree with Charlie on this. I also think that although it's great to have Hugo on the show, his disability has already been framed as something that was in childhood and now is fixed, mm-hmm. almost, and that it is very minor in terms of its presentation. Now, I don't want to undermine invisible conditions at all, because they do deserve the airtime as much as anything else. But I think the portrayal of Love Island, that it's almost, well, we can't have someone that looks too disabled because it's a dating show and that doesn't fit with the aesthetic of Love Island. So I think, you know, they're saying, yay, we have a disabled person. And you're like, you do, that's great. But there's still a lot to kind of cover in terms of disabled people within mainstream media. But also that a visibly disabled person is not seen as attractive or Love Island worthy.
We've spoken about this before, Chloe, about, you know, people with disabilities being seen as not having romantic relationships and these preconceptions that people have. Do you think that this will help to start that conversation?
I think it might, but then again, I think it's down to how Hugo will be seen and how that narrative will pan out.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on another aspect of the story that people have been discussing on Twitter and on social media, that it might be slightly tokenistic and that they're just getting Hugo on to tick a box, to tick a diversity box. What are your thoughts on that? Are they moving too slowly? I mean, shouldn't reality TV be a reflection of a society with people of all different shapes and sizes, different sexualities, different ethnic backgrounds?
I think it should be, and I completely agree, but I think society still doesn't see disabled people like that. And I think given the type of people on that programme, the chances of them almost discriminating against the disabled contestant, like, as unfortunate as it is, if they had a visibly disabled person there, would they end up being one of the first people out? Either because of lack of support or because they weren't seen as almost on a level playing field. I think Love Island in general is very much about how people look.
Yeah, I agree. I think it might have been last year when they released like a statement or something that essentially said, you know, we can't make it more diverse because it needs to look good. You know, it's like a fantasy, it's people's escapism and all of this kind of narrative that it's all about making sure that people are palatable, essentially. And yeah, I do worry for, you know, I've actually seen quite a few TikToks and people saying, oh, actually, I wasn't invited onto Love Island, but I don't want to be a disabled Love Islander because I just don't think, as much as we need that representation, I don't think I would be supported to do so, and don't want to just be seen as that disabled one off Love Island because there would only be one. So it's really interesting, and I will be really interested to see how they take on Hugo as a narrative. But yeah, I think it's moving extremely slowly. This year they're saying they've got bigger sizes as well, and they really haven't. You know, there's still not representation for lots of groups on there, and it's just every time they say they're doing better, they just aren't really.
Will you be watching it, Charlie?
I will reluctantly, mostly to see the storyline, I think.
Chloe, what about you? Are you going to watch it?
I think I will be. Yeah, I didn't watch it last year, but I think I'm intrigued by how they're going to use the narrative around disability, but also how the other contestants react, and I kind of hope the portrayal goes well.
We'll have to reconvene in a few weeks' time. Charlie and Chloe, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.